At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Shane Hannan from Off the Ball is with me now. On foot of the Taoiseach's surprising exit, you decided to take a sporting tilt at all of this.
Yeah, I think Leo Varadkar's exit was described as an earthquake yesterday. So we've got a few seismic sporting moments as well, I think, Pat, that really caught people, well, off guard, but also sometimes the nature of it, the timing of the announcement, maybe where they headed thereafter. A lot of them, of course,
okay, were now retirements. Some people, they just run out of legs.
Exactly.
In certain sports, but managers don't.
Managers usually don't. You see managers like Roy Hodgson going well into their old age. I think I'd be very careful using that term, but certainly it comes as a surprise sometimes, even for players and managers. So I guess the big one that stands out, Pat, is Alex Ferguson. The two retirements, really. The first retirement was the shock one. The second one, the ultimate one, was not shocking whatsoever.
Yeah, but the first one, I mean, the team did not perform for him when he said he was going. That was it.
Well, it backfired because he obviously announced this in the, you know, towards the 2001-2002 season. It was a famous moment. And he clearly has had conversations with his family. And then you think the players are going to play for him. They have a shocking season, really. They go down to ninth at one point in the Premier League season that year. And then, of course, they have recruitment issues. Players are like, well, why would we go to Old Trafford in the post-Alex Ferguson era? And then players like Juan Sebastian Ferran, Ruud van Nistelrooy did come in. But ultimately, it's his wife, Cathy, of course, the late Cathy, who died last year, who manages to change his mind. They're sitting at home on Christmas Day at his house in Wilmslow. And she says to him, I'm not having you hanging around the house. And okay. That was basically what turned Alex Ferguson's mind around. So famously, of course, he retires.
We'll stay with United and another player retirement, which was unexpected.
Very unexpected. Eric Cantona, of course, very close to Alex Ferguson, 1997, aged 30 as well. So quite young considering. Another one that gave Manchester United fans a desperate shock. Because he was on top of, you know, fifth season with United, he'd scored 82 goals. He'd won the Premier League in all but one of his seasons with the club as well. So he was clearly crucial. And even scored 15 goals in his final season as well. And not quite a centre-forward striker at that stage. And then the letter, the famous letter that Alex Ferguson wrote to Eric Cantona, an emotional letter for United fans. The letter that said such things as, I felt like I should write to you as a mark of respect and esteem in which I hold you. I still feel you should have taken both your father's and my advice and taken a holiday before making such a decision. But then he goes on to say, you're always welcome here. If you just pop in unexpectedly for a cup of tea, no fanfare, for a chat as friends. Good luck and God bless. Yours sincerely, Alex Ferguson. So an emotional one for United fans, Pat.
Michael Jordan.
Well, one of the famous ones because of where he went. He decided, do you know what? I'm really good at basketball. I'm going to leave it for a while. I'm going to start playing baseball instead and see how I get on. His father was a massive baseball fan. His father passes away and he decides, okay, let's leave it. I've done all I can in the world of basketball. This is 1983. He's led the Chicago Bulls to three successive NBA titles at the time. Stunned fans with this decision. Coming off his third consecutive championship, three-time MVP, nine-time All-Star as well, Michael Jordan. And stunned the sporting world. This caused waves elsewhere, not just in North America. But it allowed him to pursue his dream of playing in Major League Baseball. That didn't go well. Thankfully for the NBA, decides to come back, wins three more championships with Chicago, of course, and more MVP honours. So a real shock and awe one, the press conference, very famous.
Now, one of the people you'd have to admire is Nico Rosberg, because he won the world championship and then he got out before he was killed, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Very admirable in such a dangerous sport, like as you mentioned, because Nico Rosberg, he's the teammate of Lewis Hamilton's 2016. He wins the World Drivers' Championship and decides, honestly, that there's no further he can go. So he ends Mercedes teammate Lewis Hamilton's hopes of a third straight title, pips him by just 5 points at the end, and really drives into the sunset. And it's one of those sports where, you know, Nico Rosberg was 31, but he strikes me as the person, if he had won the World Drivers' Championship at 21, he would have retired then. He just wanted to win it. That was his only ideal in life, in his career. And he did it at 31. But I think if he'd done it 10 years earlier, he would have walked away as well.
He would have walked away as well. Now, another man who surprised his fans by walking away was an old-timer. Many of our listeners might not be familiar with Rocky Marciano.
Yeah, and again, 32 seems like a normal enough age to retire, but in boxing, perhaps not. Rocky Marciano, legendary heavyweight boxer, retires in 1956. He hangs up his gloves with a record of 49 wins. he remains an iconic heavyweight fighter, 100% record as well. Again, he was a bit like Michael Jordan. He tried to play baseball. It was one of his dreams. Tried out for the Cubs, fails to make the team, and then wasn't really aware of his legacy by the time he passes away in a tragic plane crash the day before his 46th birthday in 1969. So another one that shook the sporting world, Pat.
I remember the retirement of Bjorn Borg. That was a shock. That was one of those bombshells.
Again, one of these that retired at the top, Pat, and had done a decade at the top of the sport, because tennis players tend to start quite early. You know, 16, 17, Bjorn Borg was thereabouts. An unprecedented announcement as well, because he's playing an exhibition in Thailand in January 83, responds to a routine press question and says, "I've no comment except that I'm going to retire." So he basically says the opposite of saying no comment. He retires with this bombshell announcement just off his fifth straight victory at Wimbledon, 11 Grand Slams, and then tries years later to come back and do it all again, but to no avail. But Bjorn Borg, certainly one of the more surprising ones.
In Gaelic football, not a player, but a manager.
The Mickey Hart one, I think, Pat, is a shocker. So if any Tyrone fans are listening, you don't want to tune in for this one. And Louth players as well were shocked by this announcement that he was leaving the Louth job last year, because he brought them from Division 3, or from Division 4 right up to Division 2. He'd had success with Louth, brought him to a first Leinster final since 2010, but it wasn't the nature of the Louth announcement, more so than the destination was Derry, another Ulster rival of Tyrone. And who knows, maybe this year he goes on and wins in All-Ireland with Derry, and Tyrone fans will look on.
Obviously Mickey was saying, "I can't do it with Louth."
Exactly. You know, I can't bring them on any further, but he looked at this Derry team getting to All-Ireland semi-finals and winning Ulsters and thought, that one's for me. So yeah, Leo Varadkar's not the only one with shock surprise announcements, Pat.
All right. Shane Hannan from Off the Ball, thank you very much. And that's all we have time for today. A reminder that our items are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the Newstalk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on Newstalk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.